In New York's Adirondack Mountains, February is a time of snow and ice. But for many people, it's a season to be endured. For others, it's an invitation. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann sends this audio postcard from a backcountry ski into one of the Northeast's wildest places.
After skiing across a low ridge, Phil Brown stops on a vein of ice that cuts through a marsh.
Beautiful day. Hardly any clouds, just some wisps. It's hard to believe it's February.
The morning is unseasonably warm, almost 50 degrees. Phil's a good friend who lives 20 miles away in Lake Placid. He's wearing green wool breeches and a jacket and, of course, his cross-country skis. We've reached the edge of the St. Regis Canoe Wilderness, one of the most popular paddling routes in the country.
I've done this canoe trip a few times, and in the first carry, you end up on this little tiny pond, bog pond, and there's just this narrow little channel that winds through it, very intimate.
Today, the chain of lakes and kettle ponds lies locked under snow. Bending down, Phil uses a hand drill to test the surface.
This is an ice screw that ice climbers use. It's about 5 inches long.
You have to be careful skiing on lakes. A current or shifting water levels can eat away at solid-looking ice, making it fragile as old glass. We've heard about 4 ice rescues here in the Adirondacks in the last week.
Well, it's at the top of the threads now, and that's about 4.5 inches.
Satisfied, we set off, kicking and gliding over surfaces that look like white meringue. The sky is Windex blue.
I'm stripped down now to just my t-shirt, and it's like standing on a beach, a white sand beach. There is no sound except woodpeckers and some blue jays back in the woods. The pond is just completely ringed here by enormous white pines.
The Northeast is infamous for gray winters that go on forever. But there are also these glorious days when spring and winter get tangled up. Everything comes to life at once. Midday, we stop in the very middle of St. Regis Pond to laze in the sun and eat our lunches.
There's a big island directly ahead of us. Just nothing but white expanse on the ice. It's kind of like being in the desert, almost. It's kind of an austere beauty to it.
Far off, we see deer racing over the ice. We also find weird looping tracks that look like Arabic. Otters have been belly sliding on the snow. As the sunlight stretches over the frozen bogs, we head for home. It's that golden hour. Our shadows run ahead of us, taller than the white pines on shore. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.